that we want to thank our listeners, and of course Donna from United Hospital System.
TheDiabeticShow.com. Talk to us
next time.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
I'm Steve Brown, inviting you to join us Saturday morning at 11:15 for the WGTD Radio Theater's live broadcast of Star Trek to the Third Power. We're featuring stories from the original series, The Next Generation, and Voyager. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dume, and McTernan. Star Trek to the Third Power, Saturday morning at 11:15, here on WGTD HD.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, featuring B&J Pampered Pup. Your furry friend deserves it. A variety of sizes, shapes, and flavors. Also custom creations, including specialty treats and cakes. The market is open Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the lobby of the Roadie. This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, Chuck Wolbers, a special education teacher with Kenosha Unified Successful Transitions for Exceptional Students Program, and Steve Brown, assistant professor of educational leadership at UW Oshkosh. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
And a very pleasant good morning and welcome to this edition of Education Matters here on WGTD HD. I'm your host today, Steve Brown, and our theme today will be the Academic Decathlon, and we will be at Wilmot High School in the western part of Kenosha County in the village of Salem Lakes. And rather than me reading what the Academic Decathlon is all about, here's the audio portion of a brief promotional announcement about the National Academic Decathlon Program.
Since 1968, the Academic Decathlon has grown into the premier scholastic competition in America. The Academic Decathlon is designed to provide a forum for celebrating and acknowledging scholastic achievement and academic excellence in the context of a team environment. The competition provides high school students the opportunity to participate in an educational forum that fosters a deep respect for knowledge, cooperation, and self-esteem. The Academic Decathlon is a contest of academic strength, which includes tests in art, music, language and literature, mathematics, economics, science, and social science. Each year, the science or social science topic is used for the Super Quiz, a team event 60% written and 40% oral relay held before an audience. In addition, there are communication tests that include the writing of an essay, the delivery of a prepared and an impromptu speech, and an interview. A new theme of study is established every year with topics that are relevant, current, and challenging. The Academic Decathlon is designed to include high school students from all academic abilities. Each team consists of 3 A, honor, 3 B, scholastic, and 3 C or below varsity students. Each student competes in all 10 events. Gold, silver, and bronze medals are awarded for individual events and total scores. Overall, individual winners are recognized, as well as champion teams. This broad base of awards allows for major recognition of academic accomplishments.
And now that we've heard a bit about the Academic Decathlon program, let's go to Wilmot High School in the village of Salem Lakes. I'm your host this morning, Steve Brown, and I'm sitting in classroom 256 at Wilmot High School, and I'll be talking to members of the Academic Decathlon team here at Wilmot High School, and they are winners of the state championship, and they will soon be going to the 2017 U.S. Academic Decathlon Nationals being held in Madison on April 20th through the 22nd. I'll be passing the microphone around for the members of the team and also their coach, Don Sierkowski. So if you hear a little bit of rumbling, I'll try to keep that at a minimum. And now let's meet members of the Academic Decathlon team here at Wilmot High School.
I'm Kylie Henderson, and I joined this team when I discovered that from my coach, Mr. Sierkowski, that it was a really good bonding opportunity, and from friends, and that it was really something that I wanted to join, and it was intriguing to me.
I'm Emily Heckel, and I remember Sierkowski talking about it a lot my freshman year when I had him for civics and geography, but I still didn't really know much about it until I got to my sophomore year, where our fellow decathlete Kyle Kostrova started telling me more about it, and I knew that I had to try out for it my junior year, and it was the best decision I've ever made.
I'm Sean O'Dowd. I'm a freshman. And the reason that I joined was because Mr. Sierkowski was my civics teacher, and he was advertising Academic Decathlon to the class, as he always does. And this really intrigued me because I've always been interested in history and World War II specifically. So I went up and I talked to him, and I asked him if there was a way that I can join. And it turned out my study hall didn't actually correspond with the time that they have practice, but I didn't care. And I asked him for a guide anyway so I could start reading, and I found that once I got into the material, I really enjoyed learning about this period of time, and I've attended different practices and met all the teammates, and I really started to form a strong bond, and I just stuck with it ever since.
Hello, my name is Isaac Pooley. This is my second year on the team. I joined after sitting in on the class for one semester freshman year, and I've been hooked ever since.
I'm Samantha Steiner. This is my first year in Academic Decathlon, and I'm a senior. I learned of it by my coach, Mr. Sierkowski, emailing me and giving me this opportunity, asking me if I wanted to sit in for a few classes or see if this was something I actually wanted to do. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to actually find my place in school since I moved here my junior year, and I never actually felt like I fit in.
And let me introduce Don Sierkowski, who's the coach. And first of all, Don, if you could please share with our audience your own academic background, because I know you went to school here in the area. You sent me a long email with everything, including the teachers you've had and all that, which I thought was kind of cool. But maybe if you could just chat briefly about your own academic background and how you first got involved with the Academic Decathlon.
Thank you. As Steve mentioned, I attended school in Kenosha and went to Pleasant Prairie and Prairie Lane grade schools and had a lot of influential teachers. And I went to Lance Junior High, and after eighth grade moved up north to a little place called Birchwood in between Race Lake and Hayward, and had a couple teachers there and decided to go on to UW-Superior to become a teacher because they had such a profound impact on my life. And after that, I played basketball up there, and I'm kind of a sports guy. And I came down to the Kenosha area after I graduated looking for a job. I had networked up north, so I figured I had laid the ground up there for a possible job opportunity, and came down here to find out if I could gain employment in the area, and came out to Wilmot and subbed for a year here in Central and in Kenosha. And the opportunity arose to have a job here, and I've been here for 22 years. Academic Decathlon didn't exist at Wilmot High School when we came here, but there was something called Constitution Bowl at UW Parkside, and I think Dwayne Olson, your colleague, organized that, and that was our first taste of academic competition. We did pretty poorly the first few years. Then after 3 or 4 or 5 years, we started to do really well. And one of my kids on that team, and Geography Bowl team that Dr. Wolosik does at Parkside as well, said that they had Academic Decathlon in Kansas. Zach Valentine said that. And I'm like, what's that? Because we had done pretty well locally. So this was a statewide type of thing, a national type of thing. So we looked into it, and we got the team started here, and the first 2 years didn't go so well. But after we understood what was going on the third year, we made it to state, and we've been there 13 years running, and the program the last 4 years has really, really taken off. So it wasn't what I had planned to do as a teacher, was to be an academic coach, but I've had so many wonderful students along the way that are just so grateful and a pleasure to work with, that it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me too, Emily.
It's a bit of an understatement in terms of the last 4 years. The last 4 years state champions and the last 2 years national champions in Division II. How many of you were on the team last year?
Yes, me.
But Isaac, let me ask you a question. You were up in Anchorage, Alaska last year for the Nationals. Obviously, this year the Nationals will be right here in beautiful Wisconsin and beautiful Madison. But just maybe share with all of us and with our listeners in particular what the whole experience was like for you.
It was really something else. Not only being able to go to Alaska, but go there knowing that I get to compete and that I earned the trip, that was really special. And really going with the team and going up there, it was like going with your friends. So it was really fun to go up there and experience Alaska and to get to compete at Alaska.
So when you were up there in terms of the competition, and I've looked through the process and everything that that all of you will be going through this year, what was the biggest challenge for you in terms of that being the first time that you were at the Nationals?
Just the escalation of it all would probably be the best way to put it. It's just on a different level. It is truly unique because there's no real other competition out there where you get to compete using just your academic knowledge against people not only in the country but outside the country too. So it really just tries you in a different and very unique and very special way.
Sam, you mentioned that you're a senior, and this is your first year involved with academic decathlon. What was it that actually drew you into getting involved with this group and to be part of all this?
When I first moved here my junior year, my first hour with my coach for civics, because at my old school I didn't have civics, so I had to take a freshman class as a junior. And he would mention why he was leaving some days to go to either regionals or locals, and he talked about Super Quiz, and it just really intrigued me because I was never a part of anything at my old school or even at this school, so it just seemed like I could use my intellectual abilities to actually get somewhere and do better things than what I ever thought I could do, and just get in a place where I actually have friends that I can count on and call teammates and just really rely on.
So, Sean, as a freshman joining this team, you know, becoming part of this team, you have the opportunity now of being on it for the next 3 years, you know, if you qualify for the next 3 years. Just give us a sense of the preparation that you as an individual student go through, because you obviously have all your classes that you have to deal with and other things in your life. So how do you make the time for this?
Well, Mr. Sierkowski has always told us school comes first. So obviously I'll take care of my personal schoolwork that I have to do. I'll take care of that first. But then one of the things that allows me to study for academic decathlon as much as I do is I make it a priority in my life. So whenever I have free time, obviously, I will be studying for that. But also I'll make time for it. I won't just push it aside. I'll make sure that I have time every day to study for my academic decathlon team.
And Emily, let me ask you something. What kinds of preparation are you going through? Because the topic for this particular national competition is World War II. As you're preparing, what kinds of things are you focusing in on, Because you have to give all kinds of, you have to be ready in all kinds of areas. So maybe if you could just give us a sense of how you are preparing for this.
Well, there's so many topics to study in academic decathlon. You sometimes have to pick and choose what you need to study more over the other. So you have to have priorities. Like me, I am studying more for econ and science since those are my lowest scores personally at state. So I'm putting off the ones that I scored better on to review like maybe a week or two before nationals, but I really do need to get the econ score up. It was, sorry, team. But beyond that, I try to put aside 2 hours a day at least. It is a little hard with my other activities that I do with my schoolwork, my AP classes, and all the dance classes I take every week. It is a little hard to put aside at least 2 hours, but I do, like Sean said, try to make time every day for it, so that we can do our best at nationals and hopefully win.
So I'm just looking at the sheet here when it comes to science and an introduction to atomic and nuclear physics and certainly the Manhattan Project and the atomic bomb. As you have been preparing for all the topics, but you mentioned science, give us some background. I mean, as you look at the area of science, and since that was an area that you said that you wanted to improve in, how have you been studying for that particular area as it relates to the Second World War?
I've been studying more in the nuclear fission and fusion section because that's the one that I do the most poorly on. It has to do with how the atomic bomb goes boom, to put it into simpler terms, but it's a lot more complicated than that. You have chain reactions, some can't go with others, and we can't do fusion and all that, and I just get it all jumbled up because the whole thing about academic decathlon is making connections to help remember stuff. So I haven't quite made those connections yet. That's why I have such a low score in econ. I haven't made those little itty-bitty connections. Kind of think of it like a spider web. You got to connect parts of it to make it a whole thing. That's kind of how I pictured it in my head. I'm a graphic person. But I've also been studying that section because that's probably the worst section. And name drops, they drop a bunch of names like Sizzler and Einstein and all that. So that's pretty important.
And also names like Werner Heisenberg and Niels Bohr. And Kylie, what areas are you particularly focusing in on and why?
I'm focusing more on the music and the art as the art is coming up sooner than the rest of the tests we're taking for nationals. And the music has many technicalities that don't always stick in my mind, so it's good to hit those as hard as I can, so then they do.
Don, let me ask you this. As you are working with all the students this year who are on the team, give us a sense of just the time commitment that all the students are going through. Obviously, the primary focus is their schoolwork, you know, their academic work here at Wilmot High School that has an incredible academic record, and not just with the academic decathlon. But as far as the preparation goes, how do you help them balance their time in preparing for the decathlon?
Well, I don't know if I asked them to balance it. They do that pretty much on their own, but I'm always asking for more because the more they put in, ACADEC is something you can't get lucky at. You can't game the system. The points that they earn at every competition are really hard-earned points. So the more effort they put in and the more work they put forth to this, the better they do. And I think you get a sense from them knowing they don't do it so much for themselves at this point. It is more for the team. And that's what we're most proud of here at Wilmot. You can have successful decathletes, but the only way you get to go on past state is if you go on as a team. And we've really bought into that, or they have, I should say, that premise. And together they do achieve more, because they want to do better for their classmates. They're held responsible and accountable to each other, and that's what I'm most proud of them for doing, because it's not a selfish act, it's a selfless act. And they have stepped up over the last 4 years, something that I didn't know was going to happen. They have volunteered Sundays, and they meet Sundays on their own for 3 or 4 hours every Sunday, and they facilitate practices in that way, which I used to be able to do with them before these kids were even in high school, before I had children, but now my children are young, and they've kept that going, and they do it every Sunday, and that in itself has springboarded the program to such a whole high new level. And the kids that did that, the students that did that like 4 years ago, that's still going on today, and it is they're perpetuating it here in, for generations. Well, not a generation, but I might be here for another 15 years. And they're, these students right in front of me are having a profound impact on many Wilmot students that will choose to be decathletes over the years to come because they're putting in all the hard work. And there's no way, other way to do it than to have the success that they've had. And I did not expect that of them this year. We were such a new group. We had two returners, Isaac here and Kyle, who wasn't able to be with us today. And you can't expect it. You need the whole team to perform well at every level, on every test, in every facet of ACADEC. And having two freshmen, we've never even had a freshman on the team. It's not feasible. I didn't think it was possible after 14 years of coaching. And to see Sean here and Claire, who's absent today, do so well. And they're not even with us during the day when we have class meetings because it's not in their schedule. They didn't know they were going to be decathletes this year. And the amount of work that they've done outside of this classroom is amazing. And I think they're even aspiring to do even more. So maybe we can get that third national championship. That wasn't even on the plate this year. It was not a possibility, and I'm a person who believes in the achievement of a lot of students, but I didn't want to put that unfair expectation on them, and they've made me see that they're up to the task, and they might be beyond it, and it's a cool thing when it's unexpected. Last year, we were supposed to win our state, and that was a whole different level of pressure, and that wasn't always fun, that pressure of you're supposed to win the state, and you're supposed to, Isaac knows, you're supposed to win the national championship. We had the best team point-wise we were ever going to have for a while, we thought. And this year was supposed to be a little bit more laid back, but they've made it fun. They've made it a lot of fun, and it's a testament to the returners, the people who came out of the woodworks, like Sam and Sean and Claire and, you know, Miss Heckle over here and Miss Henderson. Everybody's contributed at such a high level. And they can only do it as a team. And that's what the teams across our state, which are very good, marvel at, that we are good across the board. There isn't just one or two superstars. They all do it together. And that's a special thing in life when you can have a group of people that you're part of that do it in that selfless type of fashion and just with full of passion and just want to keep moving the program forward, and it's all because of them. And I tell them stories of the decathletes in the past that have sacrificed and carried the torch for them that didn't get a lot of the hoopla that we're rightfully getting, these kids are today, and how they made this happen. And it's such a cool thing that they're going to affect people down the road. And I think they know that, and they're told that, and it's been a heck of a ride, and we keep hope. You know, it keeps going.
That's a good lead into, you know, the actual preparation. You know, I mean, what exactly or how exactly do you prepare? Is it all done individually or is it done in groups? I mean, you know, you mentioned, Kylie, you know, that, you know, you've been listening to music. You've been focusing in on the areas. Emily, you mentioned, you know, the areas that maybe you didn't do as well at state, but I mean, is there like a group activity that you do, whether it's the super quiz or the extemporaneous? I mean, can you give us a sense of actually what you do in your prepping? Because I think, you know, hearing your stories are incredible, but maybe if you can give all of us, including myself, an idea of what it's actually like in the prepping for what you're prepping for, and that is the national competition, rather, that's coming up in April.
When we get together for practices, one thing we do, and we've always done, and it seems to work, is we read the material out loud. And I'll do a brunt of the reading, but we stop and we discuss those things a little bit differently than you would sometimes be able to do in class. This material is very deep. It's not surface in any way, shape, or form. So we get to delve deep into the material and discuss those nuances that you might not do in a typical class during the day. So we read it as much as possible. And there's no way we can do that together throughout the year. These binders of the information are enormous. But that kind of role models that they have to do that. And then we'll stop and play some games with some of the information and assign certain students to be certain pieces of artwork. What else have you been over the time?
No, I was just going to say, and instead of talking about it, how about if you show us through actually doing it. And I can stop the tape, and or I can just let it roll. But do you have some binders? You have something so we can actually demonstrate it? Yeah, that's fine. And you can describe what we're looking at here.
Sean has what he calls the Book of Knowing.
Okay, the Book of Knowing. So, Sean, you have this book. It's actually called the Book of Knowing. Why don't you describe the Book of Knowing? But first of all, describe it.
Well, I would have to say that it's a binder a good 3 inches thick, filled with information. So it's divided into several guides, and pretty much what it contains is all of the information that we would need to know for competition. So we read through our different guides, and we memorize facts upon facts, but it's not only that. We're also thinking about it and making connections at the same time, and we're figuring out what pieces go together like a giant puzzle. And after we read through these guides over and over and over and over and over, we finally start to get a sense of things, and we go on a quizzer, which is on a computer, and it asks us different types of questions about the material that we read, and it gives us 5 different answers like they would at the competition, and we read through the question and the answers, and we try and decide which best fits the question, and that's one of the biggest ways that we can study and learn from our mistakes.
So can we go through a topic here, whether it's music or art or economics or science? Okay, social science, okay. I'll just let you pass the microphone around and just do it however you want to do it. I'll put you in charge of all this. I'll turn it over to Isaac, and you can be in charge of the microphone and run this whole thing and describe exactly what our radio audience might be seeing if this was television.
So after we're done talking about a subject, get to a natural conclusion, get to the end of a chapter, we usually go around a smart board. It's basically a giant projector, and we pull up a program called DemiDeck, and on it they have different levels of tests, different questions for every single subject, and we pick whatever one we're doing, we pick what chapter we're doing, and we just hone in on that, and we basically take a multiple choice test as a group. So once we start, the question appears on the board. This question right now is, where did the Polish government establish a government in exile? We have 5 different choices then. We then each take time to think about the question. Once we have what we think is the answer, we hold up our fist to show that we have what we think is the answer. Then on the count of 3, so 1, 2, 3, we hold up whatever answer we think it is. In this case, it would be number 2. They established it in London, and then we see whether or not we're right. And we can go through multiple questions through this and find out instantaneously whether or not we got it right. And that's really helpful. That way we're not trying to guess whether or not that might be the answer. If there's any sort of, like, arguing, hey, I think it's this, or hey, I think it's this, we have it right away to figure it out. And it really helps us drill the information into us.
So what about some other areas as you're preparing? I mean, obviously, as a team, you meet during the week, you meet on Sundays. What kinds of things, Sam, are when you get together on a Sunday, are you doing? And this is your first year in doing this.
Generally, we spend 10 minutes at the beginning just saying what we're going to go over, what we each need to do to see the main consensus on what we should focus on that Sunday. And usually we start out with a test on DemiDeck to see what specific region of that subject that we need to work on the most. And then we'll usually read through that passage, take a few quizzes, read if we didn't do well, go over it again, maybe once, and make sure we have it down, and then we'll usually take a lunch and we'll talk, and you know, the fun part of practice, getting to know each other, or just saying how our week was. But then we go back to studying usually a different subject, because 2 hours of one subject can really get boring after a while, to be honest. But it's all fun, and we make it fun to where we can memorize things by other people's mistakes.
Sean, let me ask you this question. I mean, obviously, as a freshman, your classmates and your, you know, in all the classes know that you're involved in this. What kind of support do you get? And this is a question for all of you. From your classmates here at school?
The amount of support that we get from all of our classmates and our friends here is immense. Everyone that finds out how we're doing is just so happy for us, and they'll ask us from time to time, how's the studying going? Have you learned anything new today? And, of course, we'll always tell them, oh, the studying's going as it always goes, just studying and studying more and more. But the amount of support that we get from our fellow classmates and our friends is immense in the fact that we, for our state competition, had a fan bus, and it was filled with cheering fans for academics. Now, you usually don't get that for these types of competitions, but just to know that we have all of those people behind us and that sort of backing is just really helpful for us. It provides confidence in our endeavors.
And I'll ask the same question of you, Emily.
Expanding on what Sean said, I remember when we were announced first place at Super Quiz, and I looked over at the Wilmot crowd, and they were shouting, we are the Mighty Panthers, because that's what we shout at our sports events when we win. And I don't think I've ever felt something like I did in that moment. It's almost indescribable, like having a bunch of your fellow students, some younger, some older, some the same age as you, cheering for you about academics. I do sports as well, so I do know what it feels like to get cheered on at a sports event, and this was just completely different. I felt a lot more surprised at it, definitely. I didn't expect that many people to come up for a super quiz, and my friends will always tease me through the hallways, like saying, did you learn anything new in academic today? Like Sean's friends do, and they tease us about it, but the support here is immense, and it's a wonderful thing to have. It definitely boosts our confidence.
To go further with that, I found that a lot of the people here, when we're about to go to a competition, just give us those little wishes of good luck, which is really something simple, but there's a lot of meaning behind it, coming from specifically my friends, obviously, but also like friends who I don't even know very well. They just take the time out of their day just to tell us that they're supporting us and wish us good luck.
The support from the people around me at this school, it always seems so personalized. Rather than with sports, there's so many sports that it's just like, oh, did you win that game? There's so often. Where us, it's, we have a few competitions, and it just seems like when people come out, they actually care, and they're like, I'm not going just because it's a sports game. I'm going because I actually care about this program and really want to support academics.
ACADEC is completely about the support system. It's a year-long sport. We really, it takes a toll. There is a challenge there that is immense on each of us individual competitors. And really, without the amazing support system that we do have, we probably wouldn't be able to achieve anywhere near to what we do achieve.
And Don, let me ask you this: as a classroom teacher, what kind of support do you get from your colleagues who are teachers, and also from the administration and the school board here?
It's been unbelievable. Even before we started winning like this, they've always supported this program at a high level. And my staff, our staff here, we get a lot of emails that I share with the students from all the teachers that wish us luck before we go. And the likes on Facebook, I didn't even know those existed until I had this team and we're in Hawaii. And we put it on the school Facebook, and it just blew up instantaneously. And until last year, it was the biggest response on Facebook that Wilmot had ever had. So that kind of let us know, because you don't really know, because there aren't always thousands of people watching, that this is something the community really takes pride in, and that these kids are their hometown heroes. They're people to be emulated, that, you know, that have a lot of respect from the staff here. I know for myself, outside of the school, I've met people who don't have a clue who I am, which is basically all the time, but they'll say, hey, Wilmot, that has that academic decathlon program. And I'm like, yes, they do. We take pride in that. And, you know, that kind of thing, that makes it all worth it. And, yeah, I'm surprised and heartened our administration wholeheartedly. They pay when we go to someplace like Alaska, and other than the stuff that we want to do for excursions, the hotels, everything, the flights are paid for by our administration. That was our administrator, Mr. Kopp, said, the first time we went, we're going to Hawaii. I'm like, how are we going to pay for this? He goes, that sounds like a good problem, Don. And then I knew at that time that we don't have to worry about things like that. And he's been at all the competitions, and he can't wait to go up to Madison. I mean, he tweets about us constantly as we're at these competitions. Yeah, my colleagues they're always asking and saying congratulations. Coming back the Monday after a competition on a Saturday, and they're wearing their jackets and their medals. I mean, there's a lot of compliments flying, and you can tell that it is, like Sam said, it's very personalized, and it's very genuine from everybody in the community.
As we're wrapping things up, and before I ask each of you, Sam, Isaac, Sean, Emily, and Kylie, just to kind of give some ending remarks about what this not only means to you now, but what you think it might mean to you in the future as far as what you might be doing after you graduate from high school. But, I printed out, Don, you know, all the areas that are covered by the academic decathlon. And I know you know all the areas, so I don't need to give you the printout. But just give us a sense of the scope, the academic scope of the academic decathlon.
It's harder than any semester of college, I think, I've taken for sure. And they're doing this on top of their schoolwork. And it's very detailed, and it's very cross-curricular connected. So it's beyond challenging. And if they can do academic decathlon, we tell them all the time, you can do anything. If you score 7,000 to 10,000 points on academic decathlon, college is going to be easy in some respects because they've honed the skills of conquering tough material. And once you've done that once, you can do it again, and you can do it again, and you can do it again. So they'll start out one facet of the decathlon, one of the 10 events, especially the testing subject areas. And if they can get a 800 out of 1,000 on that, which is a hard thing to do, 80%, you're thinking B minus or something thereabouts, that's hard to do. Once they learn that they can, and what it takes to get that on one test, they can do that again on another test, even though it might not be their favorite topic on which to do that. The curriculum is challenging every year. It changes every year. Some of it, about 10% of it, might kind of cross over from the year before, but Isaac knows last year was India, this year's World War II, next year's Africa, so he can't just rest on his laurels. He's got to attack the information in the curriculum again next year with a whole new level if he wants to be as successful as he was last year, second in the nation in his division, and, you know, looking to repeat that or even take the whole nation individually.
And in wrapping things up, we'll start with Kylie. I know you've already said, you know, why you joined the group and what it means to you, but maybe just give us a sense of what impact you think this might have, you know, long-term in your life, and maybe what you're thinking about doing after you actually graduate from high school.
Well, the impact that I think will have on me as I go into college is that I do have more of a broad range of knowledge on many, many different subjects, such as science in particular, where I can apply that to chemistry or physics as I go into being an ER physician's assistant. And this way I'm more comfortable with learning that material and attacking many different subject areas and not just focusing on the one. So then I can broaden my scope.
And Emily, the same question for you.
I'd have to say it's definitely taught me to never give up on something, especially when something is really, really tough and you feel like you'll never learn it. Because that was how I was with the science in the beginning of the year. I absolutely did not understand it at all. But it's definitely taught me to attack something if you don't understand it, because you can understand anything if you put the time into it. I've definitely learned that, and that'll definitely help me through college and all of the difficult courses that I'm going to have to take to become either a biologist or a zoologist in my future.
And Sean, you're a freshman, so you obviously have the opportunity of being on this team, not only for the remainder of this year, but for the next 3 years. How do you see this impacting your life after high school, and what do you plan to do after high school?
Now, I don't think the fact that I know that John Cage wrote a piano piece called 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds that was completely silent is ever going to help me again in life. But I think the biggest thing that academic decathlon gives me is the ability to learn that I know I have a lot of material that's very in-depth, and that I just need to go at it and learn it and read and read, and that going in depth with this much material teaches you how to use this strategy in other things like your schoolwork, and especially in college, I feel like that's going to be extremely useful for me.
And Isaac, you're one of the veterans here, if you will. What kind of impact do you see this having on your life after high school, and what would you also say to a student who might be listening to this broadcast of Education Matters, who might be thinking about the academic decathlon?
Academic has really forged me into being a better person. It has opened up so many unique experiences for me. It has shown me a whole new perspective on life. It shows me that there's still so much out there to learn, and anyone who is thinking about doing it, go out and try it. You will not regret it. You will learn new things, and your view on the world will be changed.
And finally, Sam, the same question for you. What impact is this going to have on your future life?
As this is my first and my last year, my impact, or the impact it's going to have on me, is, I think, a lot different than them. They talk about academics and how it taught them to study. Well, for me, it taught me how to connect with people and how to actually talk to people and work together, because I was never that person. And yes, it did teach me a lot of academics, because I've never been one to go out and study for anything in life. But it's really them that has left the impact on me, and the program has just really accelerated that, and I really appreciate that I had the chance to be a part of it.
And finally, Don, I'll let you do the closing to all this. I'll do the final wrap-up for Education Matters, but just some final thoughts that you might have.
I have some really intelligent kids. It's fun hearing them express this, and I want to thank their parents especially, because like it was alluded to earlier, this is 11 months of preparation. It's basically year-round. We get the new material for next year, May 15th, like 3 weeks after we're done with this, and they'll be bold enough to take it on again and start from, well, not completely ground zero, but I'm really impressed with the support they get from their parents. This group had 42 people, adults, come up to our state banquet. That's the most of all time. And the support that they got from their family and their friends is very heartening. And I'm just super, super proud of them. As being somebody who's been in education for a while, it keeps me going. There's no doubt about it that they inspire me probably way more than I'll ever inspire them, just by how they handle themselves and make them and carry themselves, and how proud they make the whole community. So those will be my closing remarks. I'm super proud of my team, and I'm just happy to be part of it.
I want to thank Sam, Isaac, Sean, Emily, and Kylie, and of course Don, for sharing this incredible story. In closing, let me just say that I really appreciate the time that you took today away from your preparing for the Nationals that will be taking place in Madison on April 20th. I've been talking to the members of the Wilmot High School Academic Decathlon team. They are the state champions. They are the reigning academic decathlon champions in the nation in Division II for the last 2 years, and for the last 4 years, the Wilmot High School Academic Decathlon team has won the state championship. For Education Matters, here on WGTD HD, I'm your host, Steve Brown. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
Space, the final frontier. These are the continuing voyages.